You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. Jaron Pilts produces the program. Neil Ablett is today's guest, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. We have a trivia question coming up. We do want to dabble about Mexican real estate in Mexico, I should say. Mexican real estate sounds like a dish you'd order. And a few more stories about Ablett's dry cleaners, how they handle fire, flood, and mold, how that might help you. But first, we have a caller, Jim. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Good morning, Mark. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, it's Jim Downing. I recognize that voice.
Yeah, Mark, got a couple of questions here for concerning this subject for today. And one of them, however, is kind of an off subject. It has a little bit to do with that monkey situation you had, because I rented to a person who had a parrot one time. But my basic question has to do with the specific details of a construction contract. How do you really nail down the complete understanding of an item on your construction contract, like your person there was talking about, an misunderstanding concerning the foundation? How do you get it clear so that there's no dispute?
And, well, it sounds like in his example, Neil, I guess you were just, would you consider yourself misinformed, or you just didn't read it correctly? How would you characterize that?
No, I just didn't understand. See, my job has been to keep my mouth shut, stay out of the way, and sweep the alley.
So when, so you're not actively. Well, have you had any construction contract errors, disputes, or controversies?
No, none whatsoever. Jeff Shelton's the architect, and he deals directly with Dan Upton, the contractor, and it's just a miracle team. It's,
so you pretty much
stay out of the way.
You stay out of the way, so there might have been some stuff, but you're not aware of it. Well, Jim, were you thinking of something that happened to you in the past that made you think of something like that, or?
Yes, I am, and it goes into detail, so maybe this is something you and I can discuss at some later time, rather than go into great detail on it. The other thing I have a question on is just a comment. You're talking about the monkey rental, and I have a comment about having had a parrot rental one time.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I rented to a very fine young man from South America who was a student at a school, and his application was good, no pets, and everything was good deposit. And then, lo and behold, I found out he came in with a parrot, which is, you know, adverse to his no-pet agreement. Seems like the parrot was very busy. He went to work on wood, loved wood, molding, doors, everything in the apartment that was wood base, and did thousands of dollars worth of damage, which was kind of unfortunate. But I just wanted to pass that on because you mentioned running to pets other than, you know, what on a rental agreement.
And it's a great call, because many times people will say no dogs or cats. Well, a bird, you know, what could go wrong with a bird? You probably allow a bird. And so it said no pets, and so who got stuck paying for all this damage? You?
Well,
or
nobody really wins in a situation like that, because when you talk about replacing molding and replacing or fixing doors that have been damaged by a parrot flying around in an apartment and nibbling on anything that's wood, it gets pretty expensive. So he had a deposit, which he had to lose. I mean, and it was, you know, I'm timed down because you lose rental on a unit and repairs that are made. Everybody loses.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. But, hey, Jim, good call. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks,
Bob. Thanks for joining the show. Yeah, well, you know, we started off with talking a little bit about personal property. That was a subtopic, that if anyone had a personal property story, because there's tons of that out there, really. People walk in and find something missing. And then rental stories. Jim's always good with rental stories. There's a big history on rentals down in Santa Monica area mainly. Talking with Neil Ablett, Ablett's Dry Cleaners, let's do a trivia question. I guess we'll give two questions. You can win a gift certificate, $20, to Ablett's Dry Cleaners. We'll give two questions. First, we'll give Neil's question. You do yours first.
Okay, my question is asking what year we had an earthquake that destroyed one of the towers at the mission. It was after 1925, but before 1975.
Okay, that's one question. My question is more real estate related. We have to qualify for the $250,000 or $500,000 capital gains exemption. Under what circumstances must you not only live in your primary residence for two out of the 5 years before its sale, but you must also own the property for 5 years? So normally, if you move into a house, you live there for 2 years under certain circumstances, you could sell it right after 2 years and you qualify, at least on the occupancy portion. But under what circumstances must you, in addition to occupying it full-time for 2 years, you must also own it over a period of 5 years? If you know the answer to either one of these questions, call us at 564-1290, 564-1290, win a gift certificate to Ablett's Dry Cleaners. So, down in Mexico.
I think my question was a lot easier than your question.
Well, you know, historical buffs, you know, they're two different categories. Who knows? Who knows? The phone's not ringing off the hook, so we might have stumped them both with both. Let's see. I want to talk about Mexican real estate in Mexico. Are we finished on the update on the house? We've talked about the house. Done with that?
Okay, I think so, yeah.
Okay. What's going on with, although you didn't tell us what you actually put in the time capsule. Is there anything you wanted, or is that a
actually
proprietary?
Some folks made a small DVD, CDs, whatever. I'm not a computer guy, but they made small enough ones to fit in the capsule. Capsule's about 4 inches by about 30 inches.
And 30 inches?
Yeah, so there's if they have technology when they open it up, they'll be able to see pictures of the house being built. Which, by the way, you can see at ablethouse.com, consecutive week summaries of the construction of the entire project.
A-B-L-I-T-T?
Ablett House, yeah, A-B-L-I-T-T house.com.
Okay.
And, there were newspaper articles. Some people wrote some things, put in an empty Budweiser beer can. Someone wanted to do that. And put in some coins, American coins or U.S. coins, and some foreign exchange.
Well, I figured for you, for putting in an empty can of Corona, they don't make Corona in cans, do they? It's just bottles?
No, it's just bottles. Yeah, it's interesting. They do.
You could have put one of those smaller bottles in there. So, that's interesting. So that was your contribution to 2,000
It was fun.
2000
the workers were all, energized with it. We took photographs and put photographs in there, too. I don't know if they'll last very long.
Right. Okay, well, but go to ablethouse.com and you could catch that. So you're down in Mexico visiting,
yep.
And what's happening in Rosarito Beach next weekend?
Rosarito Beach, there's about three publications down there now, Gringo Gazette, Baja Times, English publications, and all they talk about is real estate. In the last 10 years, there's just been an explosion in real estate to Americans. Americans can now buy down there using Coldwell bankers down there. American title companies. Anyway, to answer your question, Rosarito Beach, I noticed when I looked at the paper, has a real estate expo. I believe it's this coming weekend. And by real estate expo, what I read, there'll be the banks, the real estate agents, the title people will be giving seminars and presentations on how to buy real estate in Mexico. And in addition, they're going to evaluate the top 10 developments, resort projects that are going on in the Baja. The Baja is just going crazy with real estate. What 10 years ago was 30,000, it was 300,000 today. In fact, that the paper says it's appreciating 30% per year.
And say that again, 10 years ago it was?
The lot we looked at outside of La Paz was $30,000. Today, if it were for sale, it'd be asking $300,000.
Wow.
Oh,
outside
there
La Paz.
Are million-dollar houses being built along the East Cape. And, of course, Cabo San Lucas has been insane for decades.
Now, one of the I remember hearing these horror stories about people who own property in Mexico and suddenly you didn't own it anymore. That's, suddenly the rules were changed. Do you know anything? I don't know anything about that.
Most of those cases have to do with ejido land, and ejido land is land that the people that live on it own, although it's not an outright piece of paper. You know, it's not a legal ownership. It's just an accepted ownership. People have bought Ihiza land and have lost it years later. And I know a researcher down in just south of Loretto that is on Ihiza land. He traded it by bringing water into the community from the mountains. He brought all that water in and out. Looks like he's at risk. And at the Bufadero in Ensenada, not too many years back, there was a ownership title problem, and Americans did lose their home and their investment.
And their investment. Now, you said the word a few times. Say it again.
Ihiza. It's a term, it's just peasants that live on the land. And in the Mexican Constitution, everybody was given, I shouldn't say everybody, land was a major part of the Constitution, which made it very difficult for foreigners to buy property. But that has changed considerably in the last 10 years and probably the last six with the presidency of Vicente Fox.
Right.
I have not bought real estate. I'm not recommending anyone buy real estate. I came very close to buying a condo at Paradise Village in Puerto Vallarta, Nuevo Vallarta, just north of Puerto Vallarta. The Canadian enterprise is building. It's very nice, very, very successful. I said in the beginning it wouldn't be successful. And I think I could get a one, this would be 5 years ago, a one-bedroom, beautiful location, third-floor condo, and it was $184,000. And I looked right at the entrance of the new marina. I would hate to find out what it's worth today. I justified not buying it by saying Mexican real estate is not going to go up.
Right, right. I mean, unless you, and you'd have to, you know, the fantasy of retiring there and living there, I don't know what the...
A lot of people.
A lot of
Americans are living down there very happily, very well, and it's a good life.
So this expo now, Real Estate Expo in Rosarita Beach, the weekend possibly of the 29th of May. I know I read recently, I think it was First American Title, opening up an office in, I swear, I think it was Afghanistan. I mean, it was just one of these countries where you think, are you kidding? You know, are you kidding? And that's what they were doing. So now they're making a foray down in Mexico and going the whole route and trying to drum up some business. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. That was a snapshot of real estate in Mexico. We're going international today. Neil Ablett, today's guest. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number 564-1290. Can you name the year of the earthquake when one of the two bell towers of the mission was damaged or fell off? That would be between 1925 and 1975. Call us at 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.